Welcome to Parity Podcasts. Management and leadership for project managers. Like many other people, I grew up believing that these two skills were one and the same thing. When you became a manager, you automatically were expected to be a leader as well. Then I came across a book by Warren Bennis, the management guru from the States. It was entitled, Managing People is Like Herding Cats, and it changed my views completely. You see, cats won't be herded. They are very independently minded and will only do what they want to do. We have three cats, Harry, Charlie, and Chip. And if there is one thing you can always guarantee, it is that they get what they want, when they want it. They're very selfish like that. They make lots of noise. They get in your face, up on your desk, all over your papers and keyboard, and in your lap until they get some food. Then they go off and do what they want. Have a wash and a long sleep on the bed in the warm. Try getting them to wait or to do something else for a while, and they just carry on being a nuisance. And to what purpose, I hear you ask? They serve no useful purpose in the home. They don't make good guardians, and they don't rid the house of pests. Rather, they bring loads of dead stuff into the garden for you to receive and be thankful for. They like to be told how clever they are, to have been catching birds and mice and voles and moles and God knows what else. But they don't clear it up. They leave that for someone else to do. Me. I had a team of people like that once upon a time. I didn't know about the cat analogy then, and I struggled. You see, people like to do what they want at work. They enjoy being left to prioritise their own work and to make decisions about what's important or urgent. After all, they have been deployed in your project team for the skills, knowledge and experience they can bring to the project work. They like being gregarious, socialising with their mates during the day, chatting about football, parties, music, shopping and so on. These days it doesn't stop there. There's Facebook and YouTube and other online distractions to keep them happy at work. And after a strenuous morning in the office doing some preferred, easy tasks, quick wins they call it, they wander off for lunch and a nice rest. They leave the real work until the afternoon, and then get caught up in the maelstrom that is the real world, and it doesn't achieve results. Enough. These people need pragmatic management and strong leadership. What, then, is the relationship between leadership and management? They are sometimes seen as synonymous. There is, however, a difference between the two, and it does not follow that every leader is a manager. Stephen Covey tells us, "We manage things and we lead people." We manage the office, the workload, the staff roster, and so on. We should lead by example, sharing the vision with our team. Peter Drucker says that leaders are people who do the right things. Leaders are interested in direction, vision, goals, objectives, intentions, purpose, and effectiveness, the right things. A leader tends to think of the staff as resources and wonders just what their potential is, both for earnings and for personal success. We must lead our staff with vision and enthusiasm, passion and resoluteness. And Drucker says of managers, they are people who do things right. Managers are interested in efficiency. The how-to, the day-to-day, doing things right, and not making any mistakes. A manager tends to think of the staff in terms of how much they cost. We must meet our targets, deliver our outputs, make money for the company, supervise the staff doing their work, deliver quality products and services, and so on. John Adair believes that leadership is action, not position. People are appointed to the position of manager primarily. Leadership is all about action and achievement, praise and reward. His theory was action-centred leadership, the leader paying equal attention to getting the job done, to building the team and to encouraging the individual. Frederick Hertzberg contends that people generally need challenging work, more responsibility, and more recognition for a job well done. He called it job enrichment. There are many ways of looking at leadership and many interpretations of its meaning. Leadership might be interpreted in simple terms, such as getting others to follow or getting people to do things willingly. Leadership might be based on a function of personality, or it can be seen as a behavioural category. It may also be viewed in terms of the role of the leaders and their ability to achieve effective performance from others. Leadership is related to motivation, interpersonal behaviour, and to the process of communication. Good leadership also involves the effective process of delegation. Leadership is a dynamic process. The leader-follower relationship is reciprocal, and effective leadership is a two-way process that influences both individual and the organisational performance. Good management and strong leadership help to develop teamwork and the integration of both individual and group goals. It aids intrinsic motivation by emphasising the importance of the work that people do. Techniques like team building and empowerment are changing the roles played by team leaders. Leadership remains a key role for both attaining long-term goals and maintaining a sense of purpose throughout daily activity. Some would argue that it is so important it has become the crucial key to success. People work for a manager, whilst they work with a leader. Many organisations suffer from overmanagement and are under-led. Leadership can be defined as having the ability to influence others to achieve a common goal by the efficient and effective use of resources. The next time you ponder on what it is that makes a successful manager, consider these two things and reflect on whether that might be the reason for their success. An efficient leader is one who uses available resources, time, staff, and so on, to the benefit of the staff and the organisation. An effective leader is one who ensures that the long-term goals, the strategic vision, are achieved.